Exclusive, Jedediah Bila, I completely dismiss health experts ignoring exercise, nutrition while talking about a pandemic. By Robert Krajicek on December 3, 2021. Jedediah Bila, author of Dear Hartley, Thoughts on Character, Kindness, and Building a Brighter World, noted the broad omission of information regarding exercise and nutrition from media-marketed experts on health in the context of the coronavirus pandemic on Friday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily podcast with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe said exercise is an underrated virtue and another one of these things that has just not been discussed in this pandemic. He noted that metabolically unwell people fare far worse with the coronavirus than people who live a healthy lifestyle. He considered whether news media broadly ignore the centrality of exercise and nutrition to overall wellness in order not to hurt feelings. Bila replied, "Exercise really changed my life and it's been wonderful for my physical health, for my mental health. And that is a problem throughout this pandemic. We're not talking about actual health. You have to be afraid to talk about comorbidities. Why? That's absolute insanity. If we want to help people, we need to be talking about supplements. We need to be talking about the food, not eating garbage food. We need to be talking about exercise." She continued, "You do have some control, and once again, here's the theme of self-empowerment, you do have some control over the body that encounters those things. So I wanted to empower people, including my child. Don't feel powerless, don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm at the mercy of this virus." Many ostensible health experts do not address exercise and nutrition in the context of COVID-19 analysis, Bila observed. "Any health expert, I use that in quotes, who's talking about a pandemic but not talking about actual health measures, I completely dismiss," she stated. "They're absolutely garbage, because this doesn't begin and end with a vaccination. You need to also be taking care of your body in many ways. And if you're afraid to offend people because someone might feel like they're overweight, you're not helping anyone. You're really not helping anyone by not getting them proper information to better their chances and augment their bodies." Bila highlighted how advocates of government-decreed vaccine mandates ignore natural immunity among those who have recovered from COVID-19. Advocates of a one-size-fits-all universal vaccination operation similarly overlook individual medical idiosyncrasies, she observed. "There are also a lot of people around the country who already had the virus. I myself had it about 20 months ago. And they have immunity that's verifiable," she said. "My immunity is robust. My own physicians that I consulted with said, because of your medical history, this vaccine is not for you. It can only do harm, and so we're going to offer you these exemption letters, which in places like in New York City, and in much of corporate America, are not being acknowledged." She concluded, "They're claiming that these mandates are being made for health reasons. And in the same breath they're denying science, denying natural immunity. The one silver lining that people got who got the virus is that they have this immunity. They're denying that, and they're denying medical exemptions for people from their own physicians." The Breitbart News Daily podcast is available for listening and download via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.